The San Francisco Bay Area has long prided itself on being both a launching pad for cultural trends and a shimmering funhouse mirror in which the rest of the country could see itself exaggerated. In particular, San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury neighborhood is celebrated as the birthplace of 1960s counterculture, home to such events as the Trips Festival and, not far away in Golden Gate Park, the human being at which Timothy Leary uttered his famous creed, "Tune in, turn on, drop out." But today, Haight-Ashbury seems to be a bit unsure of how to respond to current events. From the sidewalks of the Haight, Dan Harder reports.
I come from Bergen County, New Jersey. Head west and sleep in a doorway on Haight Street.
30-some years ago, the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco was ground zero for a cultural revolution that defined the era. That revolution wasn't just about loud guitars, long hair, and short skirts. For many, it was about a way of living, a way that sought simplicity, love, tolerance, some drugs, and most especially, peace. After the attack on New York City and Washington, D.C., however, life, love, and the pursuit of peace in the Haight have become noticeably less simple. It's not that the Haight hasn't changed since the hazy days of Flower Power. There's a Gap, a McDonald's, and a whole lot of shops that sell counterculture nostalgia. It would be hard to argue that the Haight is a vibrant hub of anything revolutionary these days, unless shopping for vintage clothing is culturally cutting edge. Still, in the 34 years since the Summer of Love, nothing has changed and challenged the ideological essence of the Haight as much as the attacks of September 11. At the very altar of the counterculture hangs a large American flag. Not exactly the symbol tourists expect to see flying above the street sign at the corner of Haight and Ashbury, but there it is. Pablo Heising has lived in the Haight since 1964 and founded the annual Haight Street Fair some 20 years ago.
I personally don't feel the need to hang any flags out or anything, but that doesn't mean that I object to anybody else doing it at all. I don't. I like the American flag.
The symbols of the past don't seem to fit the present realities in the Haight. Even the young guys who whisper buds to potential takers along Haight Street can be surprisingly patriotic. One of them, who wanted to be identified only as Shaky, was standing in front of McDonald's selling pot to pay for his harder habits.
The way I look at it is, I'm not really into like slaughtering no innocent people, but for us to live American, I think that certain things have to be done. If innocent people get killed, I'm not for that, but we can't just let around people go around and just bomb our country. Oh, they're just going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it.
Across the street and down the block is the Piedmont Boutique. For more than 30 years, it's been a place to buy wigs, cloth, boas, and baubles, all you'd need for a theme party transformation into, say, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, or, as the current window display suggests, a very red, white, and blue Wonder Woman. The owner, Uti, has seen many changes in the Haight since the late 60s, but what hasn't happened recently has surprised her the most.
There has not been a protest here. Every other war, the Gulf War, etc., we have always, within a week, had a protest on the corner. This is the first time we've never had a protest on the corner yet.
No protests at the corner of Haight and Ashbury? The times, they are a change, though not completely. A sign appeared a few days after September 11, a large yellow poster that has since spread through shop windows all along Haight Street.
Our community is a hate-free zone. We condemn the increase in threats and violence against Arabs, Muslims, and South Asians in the wake of the horrible tragedies of September 11.
Una Marti is a young woman who works at the corner of Haight and Ashbury in a shop dominated by 60s memorabilia.
We pride ourselves on diversity and respect for people of all races and faiths. Racism is a spiral of hatred that only leads to more violence. As a community, we unite to say, no more innocent victims, both at home and around the world. And we say no to war. Only love and respect lead to peace with justice.
There are as many of these posters now as there are flags. Many windows display both. Even the peace sign is making a bit of a comeback, says Erica Mignogna, who works at one of the largest of the retro retailers, a shop called Positively Haight Street.
A lot of people come in and buy like peace jewelry, which is funny because before nobody wanted peace jewelry. Now they buy like pendants and bracelets and rings and like everything else. So that's cool, you know.
We were standing on the corner of Haight and Masonic, across the street from the old drugstore. a place that had to change one letter of its name or be shut down by the police in 1967. Now it's a brew pub serving walnut and gorgonzola salads. Hanging from a window above the front door is a huge American flag.
It's nice. I like it. I like to see the American flags. I've never seen so many in my whole entire life, actually.
Not everyone is unreservedly pleased to see flags sprouting on Haight Street. Gail Rogers has lived in the Haight for 25 years and manages a video rental store.
My joke is there's like 8, so it's not as bad as most places, and most cars aren't adorned with American flags right now. I am a patriot of this country, but I'm still kind of questioning, you know, what or why this whole thing happens.
In fact, if there is an enduring ethos in the Haight, one that transcends the shifting popularity of signs and symbols, it is this need to question what we are doing and why we are doing it. Again, Pablo Heising.
In a sense, we are seeing ourselves as being a kind of conscience of America to remind everybody that the government is not perfect. We don't want to see a situation that is terrible be used to promote actions that we don't really support, that we don't really think is the American way to do things.
So can a peace sign and the American flag coexist in the Haight-Ashbury? A very young Erica Mignogna thinks so.
That they can work together? Yeah. Oh, definitely. Better work in my lifetime.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Harder in San Francisco.